In Tonga, a country of just 100,000 people, 90% are diagnosed as obese or overweight. Not surprisingly, life expectancy is shrinking. More than a third of the adults have type 2 diabetes, among the highest rates of the disease in the world. So how come? Katie Watson has been to Tonga.
I'm outside the Daily Diabetes Clinic at the country's main hospital, and it's by far not the biggest queue here. There's probably around 15 or 20 benches, and each one of them is packed. Some are in wheelchairs, others have bandages around their feet and their hands.
Inside, diabetes specialist is working flat out.
I always feel like I'm drowning, trying to stay afloat. We have not so much expanded in terms of staffing and resources, but the work has expanded.
My father is a farmer and my mother is a homemaker. There was always plentiful food, but unfortunately in that time there's a lot of importation of processed food from New Zealand. Over the years I got quite big, probably tipped the scales at about 170 kilograms. That's the photo.
Well, you're very unrecognisable in that. I mean, I can hardly tell it was you. The smile's the same, but the shirt's not.
Yeah.
He took me into a local supermarket to give me an idea of what the average Tongan eats.
Ah, so they're kind of like thick pieces of bacon, but there's more fat on them than meat.
Yeah.
Some scientists believe Tonga's problem is partly down to genetics, that Pacific Islanders in the past had to survive long periods without food, so their bodies are programmed to cling on to fat.
I think in those particular days we defined it as beauty.
There's no question the role that societal norms play here, no more so than in the church community in deeply religious Tonga.
And on a day when everything else is closed in Tonga, it's the church where everybody comes. It's also the first time that I've seen so many Tongans in one place and can really see the health crisis that's facing this country. Most people were very overweight.
God has decided on when I will die, so let me just enjoy my food. So it kills us that we are eating too much.
Tonga's health minister, a large man himself, he acknowledges that obesity and related illnesses like diabetes are a huge drain on the country's budget.
Tongans, they don't pay for their treatment. When it's free, then people are not responsible for their life. They don't care because they get sick. They will be treated.